Good morning, everybody. Today, I'm actually in, I'm in Lake Travis, Texas, and I'm on vacation. And I just wanted to spend a little bit of time with you today and talk to you a little bit about resting in the Lord. This is something I struggle with, and I'll be really honest. Those of you that know me know that I love to go full speed ahead all the time. And I was always an active person, always thinking and creative, very much a visionary. But when I was about 30 years old, I nearly died a few times. And since then, I know everything that I have. I kind of feel like I'm on borrowed time, and I don't want to miss a minute. I want to live life to the fullest. And I also know that when I do that, it tells me in Ephesians 3:20 that God wants to work in and through me to do things that I could never ask, think, dream, or imagine. And I can think a lot of things. I can dream big dreams. I have a huge imagination. But through all of those things, and the more active I am, I know that the Lord will be used through me. And so I like to maximize everything. And I know some of you that know me are probably just chuckling and saying, oh, that's so true. But I also know how important it is that we rest. Now, today I was struggling with getting everything muted and all that because I've got just one bar on my phone, and so I can't run the computer and run the phone to do the dashboard. So if you've got excess noise, if you'll just hit star 6, that'll get you. If you need to come back in, you can hit star 6 again, and that'll bring you back in. But I wanted to talk to you about resting, believe it or not, absolute resting, because that is so important that we recharge. There's so many verses in the Bible that talk about rest and how important it is that we rest in the Lord. So I'm going to encourage whomever is on the line, if you'll just hit star 6, I'm getting a lot of background noise. That way there, we'll have a nice clear recording. And then if you need to come back in and make a comment, I'd be happy to just have you hit star 6 and come back in. Before we begin our study today on rest, I'm going to have us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for your love, your grace, your mercy, that you love us so much, that you don't just have us go, 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 that you tell us to rest, and that there's blessings when we rest, and that you rested. So, Father God, I just pray that you'll just help us to rest in you, that we can rely on you for our understanding, and, Lord, that we've just got an amazing week planned of all the things that you want us to do, but more importantly, being who you want us to be. Lord, I pray for grace and mercy. I pray that understanding go out before each person as well as favor. Lord, I pray that you will speak through my mouth of clay, that you will touch the hearts of those that are listening to the recording or those that are alive. We love you, Father God, and I do not take this lightly, that you've given me this ability to share. And so, Lord, thank you for that, and thank you for your love and rest. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I love about the Lord is that he does tell us that we need to rest, we need to relax. And he gave us that example. In Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3, it says, and on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. It doesn't say that God rested because he got everything completely accomplished and there was nothing left to do, right? I don't know about you, but for me, I struggle because sometimes I think if I could just get it all done, then I'll rest. But guess what? I've never got it all done yet, and it just seems like there's more on the other side always. But I found that if I do my best, do it with excellence, that I need to take the time and rest. My body needs it. If God did it, the creator of the universe did it, he gave it to us as an example. Jesus did it, the Savior of the world. Then maybe it's something I might want to pay attention to. And I love the fact that he didn't say everything was done and then you can rest. Because I don't know about you, but I don't know if I am ever going to get to that point. So he also tells us in Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11, that he made the Sabbath day to keep it holy. He says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord our God. On it you shall not do any work, nor your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, or your livestock, or your sojourner who is with you at your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all of them that's in it, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he made it holy. He also tells us in Exodus 33:14 that his presence is going to go with us, and he will give us rest. And I wonder sometimes, have you ever had that restless feeling in your heart where you just can't seem to settle in and get a good night's rest or just be at peace with things? I think sometimes that's because we're not truly in the center of God's will, because he promises us that if his presence is with us, that he will give us rest. Now, I don't think he means that he's not going to expect us to work, because there's many, many verses on work as well in the scripture. But I think that when we truly are in his will, that he'll give us rest. And I go back to that verse when I find times when I do just have a hard time resting. I don't know if you're like I am, but when I'm trying to rest really hard, I can't rest because I'm thinking, I need to rest, I need to rest, I need to rest. I've got so many things on my mind. One of the things that I like to do is I like to keep a notepad by my bed and something to write with. And when I have those moments when I can't rest, I surrender everything to the Lord. But it helps me to write it out, get it out of my head onto the paper as I surrender each task, each thought, each concern, each relationship over to the Lord. And when I get to that place where it's empty, I can find that I can rest. Makes me wonder if I wouldn't do that on a normal basis before I go to bed every single night, if it wouldn't help me rest better. It seems like there's, when I have those moments of being restless, I'm reminded to do that. So maybe I need to do that more often. In Leviticus 25:4, it tells us, but the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyard. Even the ground, every single thing needs rest. The Lord created us where we need rest. Hebrews 4:9-11 says, let us therefore strive to enter the rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. When we don't rest, aren't we really disobeying the Lord? He's commanded us to rest. He told us to rest. But yet we think we've got a better idea, right? If I push a little harder, if I work a little harder, if I work a little longer, I'll be able to have that rest. I don't know about you, but I've never found that true in my life. And I work hard, and I work long. But I set aside the time for the Lord and make sure that I rest in him. I love this verse in Psalm 127:1-2. It says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, a guard keeps watch in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives sleep to his beloved. This is a verse that I also keep by my bed because, you know what, I'm such a visionary. I'm always thinking of new ways for business, new ways I can help other people with their business, new ways to help simplify business, new ways to help ease things in people's lives. That's just how I was created. But I have to also realize that unless the Lord builds the house, whatever we do, it's vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, it's all vanity. I can rise up early in the morning and I can stay up really late at night. But if I'm anxious about the work, it's not going to do me any good, because the Lord tells me what? To be anxious for nothing, for he gives sleep to his beloved. He tells us also in 1 Peter 5:7 to cast all of our anxieties and our cares on him because he cares for us. Psalm 62:5 says, yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. You know, Mark 6:31 tells us, then because so many people were coming and going that they didn't even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. There were so many people coming to Jesus, the disciples were overwhelmed. They thought, you know, Lord, there's only, you know, just a handful of us here, and they're coming in thousands. And nobody's had a chance to eat. We're hungry. And we're really tired. He didn't say, suck it up and just keep at it, buddies. Be thankful. I'm only going to be here for a little while. When it's not raining, you make your hay. And tell probably the generation I grew up in on the farm, right? He said, let's come away. He knew they had served them well. But he also knows how important it is that we have good nutrition, that we have good water, that we have good rest. Jesus himself would go away and rest. He knew how important it was. 1 John 3:19 says, this is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. So there's multiple ways for us to rest, isn't there? There's time where, you know what, we're dead dog tired. We've got to lay our head on the pillow. There's also times when we have to be anxious for nothing and we need to enter into the presence of the Lord. And at that place, we find true rest. I don't know if you're Holy Spirit filled. I am Holy Spirit filled. And I do find that when I pray in tongues and when I rest in the Lord in my heavenly prayer language and I just empty my complete heart and soul out to him, at that time I'm energized. I'm peaceful, and I'm also at rest, more so probably than any other time. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Peace I leave with you. So again, in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. I want you to rest. I want you to be at peace. I want you to understand that God has amazing things for you. He's designed you to rest from your labor. He wants you to know that he gives rest not just for us. There's some background noise. If you could hit *6, I'd appreciate it. I heard a little voice talking in the background, and we're glad that you're here, but we need to have it muted if you could hit *6. God grants rest not only to man, not only for my labor, but he does it for our animals. He did it in the ark when he was saving the entire population, right, with Noah. In Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 7, he says, Tell me, whom my soul loves, where you pasture your flock, where you make it lie down at noon, for why should I be like one who veils herself beside the flocks of your companions? So we let our livestock rest, right? We let our land rest. But God also provides rest from trouble. Some of you might be just feeling like, you know what, I'd love to rest, but there's so much trouble around me, I feel like I'm going to get devoured. Listen to what the word says in Psalm 37:7. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Psalm 55:6 says, and I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Now, I have to tell you, this whole verse right here was the reason why I decided to have rest be our topic. And I know you're probably thinking, oh, I thought it was because you were on vacation and you were thinking about resting. No. For very long, I don't know, probably about 7 or 8 years now, I've found a place online and I thought about how fun it would be to fly. In my dreams, I fly. So now you know my secrets, right? In my dreams, I fly. And actually, I see myself be a flight instructor. So I wonder many times if when I get to heaven, if I get to be a flight instructor. But I don't fly a plane. And I hate the heights. And the feeling of dropping out of a plane to do skydiving is more than I could handle. But I saw this place online. It's called I Fly. And I thought, before I get too old, I want to learn and just feel what it feels like to fly. So what it is there's this big wind tunnel, and you put on a suit like you would and a helmet and goggles and everything, just as if you were going to be skydiving. And that's what we did yesterday. We took my whole family, and we went to the wind tunnel, and we flew. And I have to tell you, it was so different than I expected. And I don't know really what I expected, if it was more like a floating experience or what it would be. But they took us for about a 3-minute instruction. We watched this little video, gave you the signs, keep your chin up, legs straight, legs bent, and just to relax. And then we put in our earbuds, put on our goggles, our suits, and we suited up and put our helmet on. And we leaned into the wind tunnel. It was amazing, but the pressure was so much underneath me. It was almost hard to breathe. It reminded me of the quote that life's not measured by the number of breaths that we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. And so I was like, oh, my goodness, it was just so unbelievable. And if I trusted the instructor, the one that told me I could get in there and I could fly, the better it was, the more relaxed I was. And the neat thing was, is I was able to fly. I was afraid for him to take his hand off me, and then pretty soon I realized his hand was off my suit, and I was flying. And then I got a little bit nervous, and as soon as I did, it was almost like when we tried to use training wheels on a bike. It's like, oh, he took his hand off. Oh, I'm going to fall. But then I remembered what he told me. Relax. Be anxious for nothing. Keep your chin up. Keep your eyes up. And as I did, I went higher and higher. But you know what happened then? They turned the fan up. I'm like, no, I don't want to go way up. I want to just stay kind of low. But they knew that I could handle more. It reminded me of what my walk was like with the Lord. I keep my chin up, keep a positive attitude, keep my eyes looking up at the Father. I could trust him because he's given me his instructions, the Bible. And when he and the triune God knows I can handle more, the resistance goes up, and so do I. I float more towards heaven. Now, did I have control of the direction I went? Yeah. Surprisingly, I did. And when I felt fearful, all I had to do was remember to relax, to trust, and to obey. So again, I say to you, Psalm 55:6, oh, so that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. When we rest in him, when we rest with what he's told us to do, when we're anxious for nothing, we can rest. I hope that this was encouraging for you today, that you take the time to rest. And that you rest not just your body, but you rest your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Psalm 116, verse 7 says, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you." He wants to give you so much rest. He wants you to be at peace. He'll give you the desire of your heart. Let him build your house. Let him build your business. Do all you can with excellence. And give him the rest. Be obedient with what he's given you. And you too can fly. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for your time today. That you show us that it is your plan for us to rest, and at that point, we truly can fly. Lord, I thank you that we can give all of our cares over to you, that you love us, that you'll take care of us. Lord, that you've got us every step of the way, that if we can keep our eyes on you, we can rest and relax in you with our mind, our will, and emotions, with our physical bodies, remember to rest. If we can cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, that you promise in your word that you will give us rest. So, Lord, I thank you for your rest. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your goodness. And, Lord, I just pray that you'll continue to be with Carrie. Lord, we rebuke cancer in Jesus' name. We speak to those tumors now. We curse you. You must die. You must shrink and die now in Jesus' name. We talk to those lymph nodes. And we command that they start functioning according to how God has created, Carrie, perfectly, abundantly, so that there is no sickness or illness or disease in her body. Lord, we call forth healing. We claim that now in Jesus' name. And, Lord, for this man whose son is experiencing severe back pain, Lord, we rebuke pain in Jesus' name. We know that pain is just a warning and it's not a desire of yours, Lord, so that we just ask that he would be pain-free now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you will just bless each person that's on the line with us today, that you will give them a week of rest. Not that they don't do any work, but, Lord, that you would help them to rest in you and that they would take time, complete time to rest in your presence, that they would enter in 100% body, mind, will, emotion, spirit into your presence. And they would receive the goodness that you have for them. That they would remember to have a Sabbath from rest or from work, Lord. That they would have that Sabbath time to rest their bodies. Lord, that we would rest our animals. That we would rest our land. Lord, speaking of land, we just pray for our government now. We pray for our country, Lord. My heart is so burdened as I see the direction of the elections already, Lord. I just pray in Jesus' name that you would just hold back the enemy from overtaking our land. We claim now in Jesus' name that we are one nation under God, under you. Lord, we just rebuke all of this filth and this sin that we see everywhere. We claim our land back for Jesus. We claim our land back for you, O Holy Father. Lord, help us to do our part, not just to sit by the wayside or just to accept, Lord, but to stand up, not only to vote, but to stand up with a voice. The voice that you've given us, that we would not waste it, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you will just bless each company that's represented here, each business, each home, each family, each relationship, and each person. Bless them abundantly more than they could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. Help them to be faithful, to allow you to work in and through them to do those things. We love you, Father God, and we thank you for another amazing day and week before us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, everybody, I hope that you have a fabulous week, and I'll be back with you again next Monday. Bye, everybody.